marketing director, actually, so. Anyways. He's probably waiting, not sure, he's laying today or whatever, so. I'm gonna start soon, I haven't have much time anyway.
Oh, there he
Okay.
is.
Sorry, okay. Not a
We have
problem.
a problem with
About
the
to start, so, let's see. Okay, welcome again today, functional design phase. Gonna take you over the minutes of last meeting, okay, that was just to get to know each other, have a little thoughts on what your vision is on this project, so. Put the minutes on the, I made on the, the project chair, so if you wanna review them, they're there. I'll do so after every meeting. So if you have some information, we'll take back, find it there. Anyways, today three presentations for every one of you. After that, I got some new project requirements from project board, so I'm gonna go over those later. But I wanna start with the stuff you did first, so we can see what everybody came up with. And after that, we can have the new requirements and share some thoughts, so. Want to go first?
Sure.
Take it.
There was a little problem with my computer, so not the whole presentation.
Anyway, let's see what you have.
Yeah. Okay.
I saw that.
I want to open the mice.
You should close it on your own notebook, I guess.
Oh, no, that's okay. Yes. The functional requirements, it's very important for the user who wants to. The method we used, it's not a slide because it went wrong, but the method we used, we tested it with 100 men, and we asked them to what the remote feel like and what's important.
Is it people or men?
People, sorry.
Okay.
Both women.
But only men.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
The findings, 75% of the users find most remote controls ugly.
That's pretty shocking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have to do something about that.
Yeah, most they want to spend money for a better system, for better remote control. So we can do a little nice things with it, and the use, yeah, the use set a lot. So that's the most important things. Oh yeah, not all is it on my PowerPoint presentation.
No,
the relevant buttons are the power, the channel selection, and the volume selection. It's the most basic buttons the user wants to use. Less important is teletext. They use it, but it's not very important. On a scale of 0 to 10, they 6.5. But not important is the channel selection.
Which channel?
That's very important. But not so important is audio settings, display settings, and
okay, we can hide those in the menu or something.
New preferences. And B, to find your control. That was also in the test. The most people find it irritating. When they cannot find their remote control, so I think it's a beep to sound it and then you can find it. And another thing they wanted was speech recognition. So they can say what they want, let's go to channel 1, and that's a kind of things. And they want maybe an LCD screen to look at what's on every channel and what
we have a little preview on the remote control.
Yeah.
Preview what's on the channel.
Is that manageable?
Because it sounds pretty expensive to me.
It sounds too, it's possible, but I think it's expensive different to you.
Yeah. My personal preference is, I'm betting for my favorite channel, so I can, so I can zip to my, quick to my favorite channel, what I, so the remote must see, or, must see what my preferences are for which
okay,
channel,
don't
so
check
I
your
can
channel, it just
set
remembers the channel that you're on most, for example.
What?
You want it to be programmed, for example,
yeah.
Program, or you want it to recognize your favorite channel.
Recognize.
See, you spend 20 minutes each day on that channel,
yeah.
So it recognizes your favorite channel.
Yeah, that's what my personal preference.
Okay, so it's it doesn't it recognize itself. You don't have to say
no.
It. Okay.
Itself. Maybe it's easier to say it, but I don't know. It's manageable. And we will see. Yeah, it's a little bit. It's the end of it.
Okay.
It's a little bit. I lost it, the computer request. So.
No problem. It's okay. It's
shall I go?
Yeah, go ahead.
So some technical functions. Basically, I have some issues which you discussed earlier.
Yeah.
Let's just start with the method. It sounds really easy. What does the user do? What does the remote control do? But there are quite some issues. So the things I'm going to concentrate on are the user aspects. Because the technical aspect, that's pretty much covered. We can do that. What goes wrong with the user? Gets the remote control. Where is the remote control? We've all had it once. I want to watch on television. Where's the remote control? That was one of your ideas which you posted in the network folder. Really good idea. These are just the issues. I come to some personal experience findings, possible solutions later. Searches for the button. There are many buttons on a remote control which are not there. So either we lose those or we try to make it a little bit more clear. Also, symbols tend to fade after a while. There's nothing more annoying than faded symbols because you don't know which channel is this button. So possibly we could find something for that. Yes. Covered that. Oh yes, the user presses the button. Usually when you have a lot of buttons, buttons are small. So you press more once, remote control goes kablooey or something like that. So we have to pay attention not to put too many buttons on the remote control.
Yeah.
And possibly also the size. So more important buttons,
yeah,
bigger size.
Bigger.
So this is basically what I had in mind in that. Fade proof symbols, locator, a sound, so clear. We should stick to existing symbols, but maybe we could do a little investigation to see whether some symbols are need to be replaced by others. This I pretty much covered. So what we want to go to is not this one, but more less buttons, easy, some bigger buttons. So that's basically what I had in mind. This is not the final design, this
no,
is just a general idea of
yeah.
How I'd like to see basically the general idea. So, that was it.
That was it. Okay, that's good. So we agree on the part that we need to get something on the remote to find it somewhere.
Yeah,
if
it's a really good idea. Yeah.
Durability of okay. So other aspects for this year, where you came up with what's possible for that budget.
Okay, no, what can I look at? Okay, well, this is. Okay, the method. There are a few questions that need to be answered. You already talked about it a little bit. Which buttons are wanted? Is our remote control universal or should it be programmable? If it should be programmable, then we need something like a mode that you can switch it.
which then the buttons have to send out a different signal than they would normally do.
Mm-hmm.
And how big is the remote control going to be? I'll tell you why that's important to me. There are a lot of technical parts in remote control, so that's why I also like to say go a little bit easy on the designs. I heard you talking about beeps and about video screens, but the material inside and the technical aspects are quite complex already.
Mm-hmm.
So keep in mind that everything that you keep, think of, it has to be built. So it's that's not as easy as it might look like. Material study, I'm working on that for the costs. I have to check out how far I can go with that. Normally a circuit board is made of fiberglass and the wires are made of copper. That is how it is done, and all remote controls work that way. I think we can just go on with that. Then I've read more integration of materials means less cost of production. The more we can make at once in one piece, that is cheaper.
And you integrate them all into the circuit board.
Exactly.
Okay.
So if you make a circuit board with the connections already on it, then that's cheaper.
Yeah.
So we have
okay.
to
okay.
make something that's not too difficult in design again. Okay. This is what it looks like if you press one button. So this is not the entire thing. You have the power coming in, and you have like a switch. If you press it, then some electrical charge goes into the processor that thinks of a Morse code. That's how you should see it. The Morse code goes to the amplifier, then the signal is sent to two light bulbs. You have infrared and an light and indication light that you know that it's functioning. Here again, that's my story about the different modes. If you want to make the mode universal, then the processor has to make up a different Morse code when some button is pressed. That makes it much more complex, so we really need to have a look, do we want that or not. I don't have any personal preferences so far, except for the materials to be used, light.
Okay, that's it?
Yeah.
We'll get back to my thing then. Okay, back to this, to the screen. So I got some new information on the project specification, or changing a little. Like you said, TEDx is not very popular anymore, because the internet, people don't use TEDx anymore, or hardly, so we can either, well, I don't think we should remove the button, because there are always people who are using it,
mm-hmm.
but I don't think it should be one of the big buttons, for example. Just put it somewhere, or under a second option, or whatever. It's not important anymore. We're targeting young people now because our this is a new product, and with this new product, we want to appeal to younger people, which are younger people defined under 40. So I think it's also good with the fashion and everything. So
yeah, and they want to pay for it.
They want to pay for it. People are willing to spend money actually to buy a remote that they like. They like
more
the way it looks, the way it functions, so they're actually going to spend money on it.
With more technical specifications.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
of course, see how far we can go with that anyway. So,
yeah.
And one thing that should be important is that the corporate color and slogan are recognizable, which is apparently black and yellow, but I'm not sure if I think we should keep the logo in mind, because with colors you can have a lot of fashionable colors and everything on it, which suits everybody's taste. So with that concept, I started thinking, so why not just steal Nokia's idea and just make changeable covers for your, I mean, those cost hardly anything, I think, and people could even spend extra money on buying a cover, so have an entire new remote control that they'd like to see. Or we could, for example, we could make a different a basic design and sell the cover separately, for example. It's just a little marketing idea that could be applied, so it appeals to really everyone. So you don't have to, I think you don't have to make entire remote controls, to make a basic one and manufacture the cover separately. So that was my idea on what we could do to appeal this product to everyone. So just not sure if you came up with anything in the meantime after making the presentation, if you'd like to share.
I think this is a good idea.
Okay.
Is it manageable?
Yeah.
Is it easy?
Wait, would the LCD screen?
Oh yeah, I think we should lose the LCD screen.
Why?
I think
Nokia.
It's huge. I think the LCD screen is huge. consumes batteries like hell. I think it takes up a lot of power.
And it costs too much to operate.
A lot.
So,
what we could do, what could be possible is maybe, not an LCD screen, but a preview. I'm not sure if it's even possible or not. We have a little TV guide. You have a little, just a text only. Not a color, just a little text thing so you can use your remote as a TV guide. I'm not sure if it's even possible. But
I have to check on
maybe
that.
Maybe. Yeah, find a little compromise in that.
Yeah.
I mean, I read, I think the beep is very simple. Make it intimate. Just make a button on your TV and just hit the button on the beep somewhere.
Yeah.
I think it's easy to implement. Should go well.
Where do you want the button on the television?
I think. Yeah, I mean, where else should you put it?
Okay, but that rules out the universal remote control.
Yeah, but how are you going to use that if your, I mean, if your remote control is lost? How are you going to press? Where are you going to press the button?
Maybe just a slap-on sticker with a button, which sends out a
slap-on sticker. Oh, you mean like a separate thing you can attach to your TV?
Yeah,
yeah, that could be possible. Little box. Okay.
I'd like to know now if we want the universal remote control because that's.
I think it's universal.
I think
we should go for universal because apparently we're a separate company making separate remote controls to sell to diverse people. I think universal remote controls would be possible.
Okay.
Everyone wants to buy it, so.
Yeah, I think we're targeting everyone.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. That's what I mean, but I know.
Okay, universal's good. Speech recognition, I think it's very hard because we're selling across multiple countries. So I think implementing speech recognition is such a small one apparatus is very hard to get.
Or when you say one, two, with the
see how the MC Iranian people speaking two, whatever.
Besides that, the technology isn't really super yet, so that is a problem.
Not mature technology, I think it takes a lot of memory and everything.
It's a good idea, but it's just not, I don't think the market's ready for that yet.
I don't think it should be implemented in a remote controller yet.
Yeah.
What else do we have? We should look into the materials that are a little durable, so that the symbols won't fade. Maybe have a little harder plastic, or especially maybe you don't have to do all the buttons, especially the ones that are the popular buttons. So those always fade first. I think that's the most important thing that we have now. Let's see.
If we make more control with changeable covers, then we can also make a cover for every language area. That's what that is, especially for older people, but they can read.
Well, we're not targeting older people, remember that. Everything
that's
we target is under 40, so.
Okay.
You assume that they read correctly, and I think the most important thing about young people is that they're really sensitive to trends that are passing through the world, so.
But should the exchangeable covers include the buttons themselves, or just
No, I think it's just something you put over them, okay. That's not even a bad idea. I mean, for example, if you're into the durability issue, you could, for example, if your buttons are faded if you make a durable remote, they are faded, you can just buy a new cover.
Okay.
I'm not sure it's hard to make. So that's
not
a bad idea.
The buttons are like a Nokia telephone or a one sleeve. So you don't have to change your whole cover. You can make something that you can only remove the sleeve.
One piece of rubber. Yeah, that's right. Something we have to look into. Either change both the buttons and the cover, or just the cover. I'm not sure which is easier. So. Anyway, yeah. This is what we're going to do after this lunch break and more individual work after that. So let's see where we see. So you have to come up with the components concept. Yeah, awesome. We should do some trend watching. But even if we're gonna do those covers and everything, what people really want, that's what we need to know in this phase, because it's gonna be the essential final design we're gonna come up with. I think user interface is pretty obvious. You know, it should be very intuitive. Yeah, it should speak for itself. For example, I bought a remote control last week for the MTV. It's like old buttons, and you have no idea what it does at first. And I'm a total TV noob, anyway. So I think it should have less or very little buttons, and maybe a second level menu for the advanced things, or maybe just stick them under a menu, like you said, the sound options and the surround, whatever. The more complicated, just stick them under one menu and give it a put it in a software piece, your menu, and select everything you want to set on your TV.
Is it technically possible to send a signal to the television and then pops up a menu, because we're working with different types of television? So we're going to work
that
out.
That is true.
I don't think so.
No, that's true.
I don't think so. Because the television needs to respond.
Yeah, that's true.
So basically, we.
I'm not sure if it's impossible, but there's a chance it's not. So.
Or we could use a double-sided for less used functions. You.
A double-sided remote control.
Yeah.
I don't think that's useful.
With a cover. It's basically an idea to overcome these issues.
Yeah, but then you're going to have a lot of wasted buttons. For example, you have a Sony TV, the half of the buttons won't function if you have a. For a Sony,
no,
that
but basic functions which are not frequently used.
I don't think
we
should,
use a universal remote control, we're going to have most buttons on it, so.
I'm not sure, yeah, for you have to make a little decision between the part, if you want a universal remote control that it should do what people usually do with their TVs, not the very complicated settings that you can usually do that with either the old remote control if they really hate that thing, but. You cannot take into consideration all the different brands of TVs. I think there is a standard, for example, between because usually the menu button is usable between different brands, especially the big brands. So I have a universal remote control and can use the menu button. So I think I'm not sure if Compass or research into that if it's possible. And the navigation is very basic.
Mm-hmm. I think there must be a way to involve the more complicated functions on the television. For instance, if your old remote control is broken and you buy ours, then you should be able to get everything out of the television that's in it.
Yeah,
that's
true.
Mm-hmm.
I think so. We need to reach into that if we can open the menu. I think it's possible.
Okay.
That's the way how to. Yeah, then you can do everything, I suppose, because usually the TVs have that inside the software, so it's okay.
I think that our remote control should not look like any other. For instance, Sony makes all their remote controls exactly the same
mm-hmm.
for all the devices, and you always grab the wrong one because the format of the buttons is exactly the same, or the labels on it.
Yeah, I think it should be a little distinct from everything else
exactly.
because
mm-hmm.
it's both
kind
of. Maybe the shape can be a little different. Maybe it's a little more curved or whatever.
I'll put some on paper and present them next time.
Yeah. Not sure. So we have 40 minutes. I'm not sure how much time we have left for the meeting anyway. So.
I heard a beep.
Yeah, but it wasn't me. It was something. So anyway, yeah, we could do some work now on the design for example. I mean, what do you want? Do you want not a triangle?
Yeah,
thing,
but we'd like some curves or.
Yeah, maybe something like this. With a little smooth inside. So you have the transmitter here, for example.
Yeah.
Let's see that you. What would be handy? I think that the buttons should be the channel buttons should be on their own. That's one, two, okay, damn it.
Now we get the general idea.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Another one here. Let's see what. I think these are always on top of the control, so they should be here.
Yeah, and since you're holding it like this, I suggest you put
things
the
like
channel up,
yeah.
channel down. And
with it, just take it.
So you have the up channel,
down channel.
The volume, do we want that horizontal or vertical?
You take triangles? Or?
That's fine.
This is basically what people are accustomed to, so.
Maybe we should make them bigger or whatever.
Yeah, but this is just it. General idea. Maybe the menu button can go.
Yeah, in the middle. It's
in the middle.
Usually not there.
Well.
Perhaps you should also make something like a flash on it if it's lost for people that are deaf. They won't
get
it. Yeah, but for example, if it's lost in your armchair,
you won't be able
flash.
To find it.
And flash takes up a lot of batteries again.
True, but it only has to do so when you press the button that it's lost.
Yeah.
We could make a combination that it goes beep and that some lights up.
Yeah, I thought about for deaf people, for example. So we could do that. Let's see.
So we have the basic channels we've got here. The power button.
Oh yeah, that's
somewhere
true.
Over here.
it should be central. You shouldn't be, you shouldn't press it by accident, but it shouldn't be stacked away somewhere.
I usually press it on top. At least
yeah.
that's what I'm accustomed to.
Yeah.
No, no, no.
Like that's gonna work.
I'm not sure it's possible.
What would you like to know?
Yeah, I thought maybe we should move the buttons down and
put
it here, for example.
You always read from the top to the bottom.
From top to bottom, yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. It should.
It's
I think the power button should be on top.
Yeah.
That's the first thing you need to turn it on. So power button on top.
Okay, mute button. Is that somewhere here?
I think it should be at the bottom.
Is that
somewhere.
Used often?
Sorry?
The mute button?
Mute.
Do people use that?
No.
Because I'm pretty much accustomed to it right over here, at least in general. But
I don't think it's important.
It's not that important, no.
I think it should be. It could put it somewhere here.
Or with the volume selection.
No, yeah, people are accustomed to
around. It's not, not at top, but around the volume selection.
Take this out here. See. Are we gonna take triangles anyway? I'm drawing triangles, but
that's pretty much what people are accustomed to, aren't they?
Yeah, it's maybe a bigger, lesser than thing. So anyway, I think this should be the channels. And
what?
Well, I'm accustomed to
no.
the channels
yeah.
being
on here.
Top.
Okay.
Yeah, that's better.
Okay, it should be channel. Okay, look, this to channel up and down.
Can we also look if it's possible to make a rechargeable remote that you don't have to.
Yeah.
Well, that is, it's on one part. It's a good
it's
thing to recharge it. Maybe should what could be possible is one with rechargeable batteries, for example. You have just put pen light batteries that are rechargeable.
But
because
all
it's
that expensive in
it's
the
it's
entire
very
package.
Annoying. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if it's expensive, but just take a look at it because it might be a very good idea. Because it's useful to have it rechargeable,
yes.
but at the same time, if you don't want to recharge, if you forgot to recharge it, and you want to watch TV now, you want to be able to put different batteries in to use it now and not in half an hour.
Okay. Now you could make a device, but I'm not sure how that is possible with the cost. That you can put in normal batteries, rechargeable. But
I think I have a nice idea.
The remote also can act as a recharger. So then you can choose, you have every decision. You know what I mean?
Not exactly.
You can put in normal pen lights, rechargeable pen lights,
mm-hmm.
but they can also be recharged with the remote.
Yeah,
on
yeah.
the wire.
I think it's a pretty good idea to have, like, sort of maybe a base station that you put on the TV. It could be flat, you insert your remote into it.
But I think that will cost a lot. A normal
sure.
wire would be better, like a PDA, a handheld. You can just put it in the electricity and it charges itself.
Well,
we
were talking about the fact that we wanted to insert either a beep or a flash
yes.
into the thing with a little separate signaler. So you could put that on a TV, for example. It could be very flat, it could be very small. It's a very small, yeah, I'm drawing big now, but. So you can put your remote on flat, for example. At the back side of your remote, just a little hole.
Yeah.
For example, you just put it on and
yeah.
recharge it. For example, I don't think it's.
But again,
expensive.
Isn't
yeah.
that too expensive? Because that means that
sure
we have to implement
that's
rechargeable batteries, a docking
that's
station.
That's what you buy yourself.
I'm going to try to find out. I'm not sure if there's information.
It's just an idea. If to find out if it's
and
possible.
Do people actually want that?
Yeah.
To
they
pay
want to
extra.
Pay for it.
They
want
to pay for
a
rechargeable.
I'm not sure. You should find out if it's rechargeable is important.
That was not a task. Yes.
Yeah.
These are comfort issues,
but
so I think people will pay. They wanted to pay for comfort.
They want to pay for comfort, which to so we could either make a separate station which just sends the signal to the remote control to either beep or flash
yes.
to find it. And yeah, we have to either that or make it integrated with the docking station.
I think this is a brilliant project. I would buy it myself.
I think it would be good, actually. I like the beat part, anyway. So, let's go
I like the covers. That's a brilliant idea.
Can we save
covers
this? Or
covers is good. Yeah, it's, oh, we can save this. I can save. We even save the end. Everything, so. Okay. So what we have here is, yeah, I think you have to do a lot of work on if it's possible for the cost.
I hope if I have information about
maybe
that.
Maybe, yeah, or
yeah.
maybe you can find out what people are willing to pay. We are going for 25 euro
yeah,
sales price, but just try to find out what they're willing to pay for. Because
yeah,
if they're willing to pay more, we could lose a little profit and maybe attract more customers, or just have to see what it looks like.
I would like to make a decision model. What it costs and what kind of materials. If we can choose what we want.
Yeah,
in
if you have some financial information, then
exactly.
That'd be nice. So,
could you post some other essentials of what people want so that I can work with some buttons, where to put it?
Yeah.
You seem to have information on that. I'd like to see some of it.
Was it not possible to send emails around the office?
No, it wasn't.
No,
it wasn't. It was possible, not allowed. So that's on I'm not sure that you're allowed to share documents on the address.
So,
I don't care.
I
don't
know
your name station yet, so.
But I have the.
Well, I have your PowerPoint presentation. I can get some information out of that.
Yeah, I have the homepage of our.
I include the new one.
Oh, where would we?
Here's my marketing report. Maybe you can
have
that.
Where would we want the teletext button? Because we decided that it's
button,
not that important. Do we put it somewhere over here?
I'm sorry. Yeah, just increase it a little because.
And what people.
Oh, maybe this is something for the next meeting. I can draw out some.
Draw us up some designs.
I have another thing.
Just keep in mind that the important button should be on top.
Yeah.
And big, so
well, we have
less
decided. More or less the basic structure. I can put the other buttons
just
in.
Play a little with this. Put shift a little up or down, and we'll see what looks best.
What did you want to say?
Or just post your designs from time to time on the
publisher. What I already said is
maybe another.
The remote controls are always lost, but it's also for people. They want to learn it fast. Not they want to.
Yeah, so we don't want to. We want very little buttons. Just the buttons you use a lot.
That's it's easy to learn.
Yes, it should cover all the functions, so possibly
well,
just an idea that
we
popped in.
What people do, so people change channels, they change the volume and they change channels, they turn TV off and on, for example. That's the basic, that's what you do. I'm not sure who presented that again, but those are the basic functions that people use it for, so those should be very well represented.
Yeah, but we could go a step further because some TVs have the possibility to adjust brightness, that kind of menus.
That's true, but that's what we stick under the menu button. Everything is
but
it to be that's configured under the menu.
But because we're making
because it needs to be configured in the television.
Yeah.
If it isn't, then we cannot reach it.
We need to adjust to the
most modern TVs
technology.
Have it in their menu.
True.
Isn't there a possibility to do research on that? I'm not for sure. If you rule out functions then and that gets known, then people are not gonna buy it. Then the consumer bone or something says you cannot do this and that.
If
that's
we'll see what we can come up with.
Another thing I want to say is that we are looking at the market for the age younger than 40.
Yes.
On my report, I didn't show it in my presentation because my computer pressed. They want to pay for an LCD screen and a speech recognition.
They want to
so
did I really say it like that?
Yeah.
Those two things.
Yeah,
did I realize how much that costs? That's
yeah.
How much I knew.
Well, we're not going to be able to sell it
for
25 then with an LCD screen.
Nah, that's even if we have
this lost unit, then we cannot do it for that price.
Okay, so we're not focused on this. Well, the interesting features, not really the LCD. I mean, would you pay for a feature that you're looking for?
We can
speech recognition is
we can look at the possibilities for an LCD.
Yeah, just look at the possibilities because if apparently it's what people want.
How much it will cost?
Put on the serious remote. Maybe it's not even that expensive. Or find a compromise, maybe just black and white.
Or
some extra information.
I doubt it.
I really need finance information.
Me too. We all do.
We all do.
I think it's something we should put into consideration. Apparently, it's what people want. So. Should see what it costs if it's possible.
Yeah.
You should do a little thing about the design because it looks boring really to me. Even if you put even if you put a different cover on it, it looks
different
still
colors
boring, so.
Maybe.
And the design is too different. This is
well,
like Philips, huh?
Well, I have basic
something, but it would fit into your hand easily.
Something like this, to make it kind of futuristic.
Oh, I realize if we make it small, then it needs to be a little thicker.
I think it's a very electronic.
If we make it smaller, less wide, then we need to make it a little thicker, because I have to put all the electronics
in. Okay. Yeah, we have to.
Okay.
Just keep in mind it shouldn't be too heavy. Maybe we can stick it in there, I think.
So
okay. Even in the worst case, you can even. You give me the pen back?
Yeah, sure.
So, let's say people would want an LCD thing. Let's take the basic design again, which we came up with. Let's make it a little bigger now. So, transmitter here. Anyway. We could, let's say we have an LCD screen. People want an LCD screen. So then we should probably put it here. It doesn't have to be really big, but just has to be there. I think it's a good place. People do it.
If you're reading from top to bottom, I think it's better to put it at the top.
It's not that. It's not the most important function. It's just an extra thing. And you press the buttons on top because
but
your finger is on top.
If you are going to put a LCD on it, I think it's very important to use it because use it.
How can you use an LCD screen?
But nay, the function of it. So you can use it maximum because it's a lot. It costs a lot. So
yeah, why?
Now it's pretty much tucked away in your hand.
If you press a button, you can see it, right? I'm trying to imagine myself what it would look like.
I personally would prefer it on the top.
You would prefer not? Okay. So we have three people saying it should be on top. Okay, but then you would have to stack all your buttons somewhere else. Anyways.
It's expensive to build it, so.
Oh,
I'm still not convinced of the.
About the LCD thing.
Yeah.
Well, if it's possible, if it's not too expensive, we should include it because it's cool.
If you just try to make out if it's possible. If it is possible, we should really do it. But we need that information. Also, keep in mind again, the LCD screen is very flat, but it needs transistors, resistors, I don't know what more, and that needs space. So I'll have to look at that.
Yeah.
So
if
basically. What we have to decide now is what goes on top. Do we put the volume control and the channel control here, or do we put it on? Would we like
in
to
the
press
middle.
It
we
in the middle?
We have something that has it on the bottom, maybe in a circle, for example, like in this example. I think this is not good. But we could make circular buttons, for example. For
yes,
up and down.
We do agree
making
that we. Keep this at the center because it's basically the most important.
I think the channel button should be in the center.
Yeah.
Channel button should be stick together, for example, here in this section. Because it's.
Well, that would make them quite small.
We're not sure
or
about
maybe
the size
put
anyway.
Them
it's
here.
Just the general design. You can make it as big as you want. For example,
yes, a big remote control is probably not something which people would like.
Let's see. For example.
If we have a space issue, we can also lose one battery. It is rechargeable. We can stick with one.
Yeah. I think if we even use an LCD screen, we need two, definitely.
Yeah, but if we need two batteries and an LCD screen, that means enough space.
Yeah,
we'll
have to see what the size is. LCD doesn't have to need to be very big.
No, but the things behind it, they need space.
Let's see.
Like
finish meeting now.
Finish meeting now. Okay, well.
So would we like this or would we like the?
We have to decide what people want. Either this one, this could be the luxurious one. So we have channel buttons here. I'm just drawing something. I think this would look cool. You could have, for example, small buttons here for some extra functions. So if your basic functions here. Which is, like we decided before, programs up and down. And volume here.
And then what about speech recognition?
We could just, no, I'm not sure if we could do that, but
yeah,
we could put a microphone in here, for example.
Or an LCD or a speech. I think LCD is better.
Just to do research into both, what it costs and what it takes for space.
Yeah.
But let's cut the meeting for now.
One more thing
like to say, let's give this a name and not like some value serial number that no one understands, like
Okay.
So we'll try to think about a name.